Going to be reading from John 10, 27 through 30. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Well, happy Mother's Day to the mothers and grandmothers and even maybe great-grandmothers that are here. We welcome the families that have joined us to be with their mothers this morning to celebrate Mother's Day. Mothers are a unique person, of course. They were chosen especially by God to be our mother, and that's a great thing. God knew that they would take care of us through thick and thin, through good and bad, through all kinds of things. Mothers are like God on earth. Joan Torello tells a story about her mother who happened to be a Leadfoot. So she was not all surprised that her mom was stopped by a Georgia State Trooper rushing home from Florida. And when the trooper stopped her, she wanted to kind of act like it was no big deal and maybe get out of the ticket. The trooper said, ma'am, you know you were speeding? She goes, well, yeah, but I have never been stopped like this before. The trooper looked at her and says, what do they do, ma'am? Shoot the tires out? She must have been going a pretty good clip. Judith Yorse did an essay on some interviews she did with some children. Children, God bless them, they say some of the greatest things. She asked them, what's a good mother like? Well, little Ted, he says, well, mothers get angry from time to time. And she has to. Because if she doesn't, she'll faint from holding it in. Roy says, but it's best to remember that when your mother starts to act real weird, you have to look scared and serious. Don't giggle. When mommies are mad, they get madder if you giggle. Megan says, mommy got so mad that she yanked the plate off the table and all the mashed potatoes flew into the air. So Miss Yorse asked her, she says, why? Why would your mother do a thing like that? Well, says Megan, she told my older brother Mike, he's 11 years old, to eat the potatoes on his plate. And he said, later. And then she told him again to eat the potatoes, and Mike said, soon. And then she told him he better eat those potatoes right now, and he said, in a minute. Then she stood up, and Mike finally took a bite, and then looked at Mom and says, how can I eat them? They're cold. Brave little boy. Consider the case of a stay-at-home mom, and moms are always taking care of the house, keeping it clean, cooking, and all that good stuff. Well, she went to a PTA meeting one evening, and dad and the daughter thought they would do a really nice thing for mom. They would clean the kitchen. So they did all the pots and pans, loaded the dishwasher and ran it, cleaned the counters and the stove and all that stuff, swept and mopped the floor. It was immaculate. Well, a couple hours later, after the PTA meeting was over, mom comes home. She goes right through the kitchen, into the den, grabs the remote control, and starts watching TV. So dad and daughter are standing behind mom waiting for something. And she can tell they're standing back there, and she looks up and she says, what? And they're like, well, didn't you notice? We cleaned your kitchen for you. And she snickered and looked up and she said, yeah, thankless job, isn't it? We don't thank our mothers enough for the things that they do for us, because mothers are always there, no matter what. I don't think you could do anything bad enough that your mother would abandon you. Mothers are always there. They're like I said, God here on earth. Because God would never abandon us, no matter what we did. And like the verses I read, Jesus tells us, no one can snatch you from the Father's hand. And in the same respect, no one could snatch you from a loving mother. They're there for us. They're always taking care of us. There was a man boarding an airplane one day, and he flew pretty regular. He noticed that the lead pilot was a woman. He'd never experienced that before, but thought, okay. And as he boarded the plane, he noticed a little boy and a man and an elderly woman getting on the plane together. And as he listened to their conversation, he realized that that was the family of this lady pilot. They were there to congratulate her on her promotion. So the airplane taxis down the runway and gets set up to take off, and the engines roar, and the plane takes off and starts banking to the south. And the little boy applauds and says, way to go, Mom, way to go. And so this morning we tell you moms, way to go. You've done great. You raised us. You made us who we are. There was once three women who wanted to have a child, were having trouble, couldn't get pregnant. So they decided they would go and see the local medicine man to see if there was something he could do to help them. He says, oh, you bet. He says, I can help you with that problem, but there's a catch. And they're like, okay, all right, what's the catch? So he explained to them that each one of them would go mad after they gave birth. And they needed to really think about that very carefully. So they thought about it for a minute, and two of the women said, that's okay. I want to have a child, so I don't care. So do what you need to do. So he gave them the medicine. The third one was like, I don't want to go crazy, so not going to do it. So he gave the two women the medicine. They went on their way, and a few months later, they got pregnant. A few months after that, they gave birth. And the medicine man wanted to check up on them and see how things were going. And so he went to these three women, and they're looking at him like, you said we were going to go crazy. When is this going to happen? And he goes, well, look at you. And he looked at these women. The babies had started crying, and so they're swaying to the music with the baby in their arms, and they're cooing, and they're saying these little baby talk things and making the baby feel better. And he says, look at you. And he laughed. Who is making that music that you're dancing to? And those strange cooing noises that you're making? And the face that you distort with your smiles to make the baby happy? Isn't that craziness? And they thought, huh, if that's all it was. And then the third woman, she's like, well, hey, if that's the only thing that's going to happen, I'm ready too. And he's like, nope, too late now. You missed your chance. But then he looks at the first two women and he says, and you know what? The older they get, the crazier you're going to get. And if you think about it, that's really kind of how it is. We drive our moms crazy sometimes. We do things that are just unbelievable. Things we never thought we would have to deal with. And mom's always right there, ready to take care of it, ready to do what she can to make it right. Moms are very loving. Jesus, in the verses I read, uses the analogy of a shepherd. But you could just as easily replace all that with the word mom. Instead of sheep, my mom recognizes my voice. And I know her. And I follow her. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one shall snatch them away from me. For my Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anyone else. So no one can kidnap them from me. God gave those children to you. He chose you to be their mother because he knew you were the perfect person for that. So we celebrate moms today. We celebrate Christian families and how important they are and how important the love of a mother is, just like the love of God. God has this personal relationship with us just like a mother. There's a special bond between a mom and her children, a bond that nobody else can really understand. There's just that connection there. Like Jesus says, my sheep recognize my name and I know them. You can be clear across the other side of a gymnasium and your mom will hear you say something. She recognizes your voice. And you know mom's voice. Just like when you're out playing in the neighborhood and she comes out the back door and hollers, supper's ready, time to come home. You know that voice. There's a bond there. There's an intimate relationship, a personal relationship between a mother and her children. There's a funny story about General Douglas MacArthur. He was a great military strategist, great leader, but he was not a very personable person. He couldn't deal with people on a personal level. This kind of caused a public relations issue, so his PR people thought, well, we'll take care of that. We'll fix that. And they said, General MacArthur, we're going to have you do one of these line inspections, and we're going to pick one of the soldiers and have you stop in front of them, call them by name, and mention a few things that you remember about them. So they picked out a soldier, and they did a background check on him and figured out a few things about him. And the day came that he's going down the line and gets in front of this one particular soldier, and his aide nudges him in the side to let him know that here's the one. And he looks at the soldier and he says, Jones, we were together at Corregidor. You are Corporal Jones. I remember you. Jones looked a little startled at that point. So he looked at General MacArthur and he goes, MacArthur? Kind of got him back. Because there was no personal relationship there. He knew it. They were just doing this for show. That is not the case with a mother and her children. I think you could take a child away from its mother for 10 years, bring them back, and they would recognize that child in a heartbeat. There's that bond. My sheep recognize my voice, and I know them. Even in Matthew, it says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Mothers are the same way. You ask mom for something, and if it is within her power to do so, she will give it to you. She will provide for you. That's the way mothers are. There was a mother who took her little six-year-old boy to the doctor in the crowded waiting room. They're sitting there waiting their turn, and the little boy starts asking mom questions. This goes on for about a half hour. He's asking her all kinds of different questions, and she's just smiling and answering him. He's asking the whys and the hows and all those things that little boys ask. And somebody sitting next to her said, don't you ever get tired of that? That he just never stops? He keeps asking questions? And she said, no. Because I love my little boy. and I'm here for him. And there we go, comparing moms to God again. Because God is like that. God hears us and provides for us no matter how many times you go crawling to God and ask him for something, he is going to provide. But back to one of our original stories, it's a thankless job. How many times do we just get down on our knees and say, God, thank you? Or, God, I know that was you. Too often, we ask for help, ask him for things, but we forget to go back and say, thank you. How many times do we ask mom for something? And she provides for us, and we always seem to forget the thanks, mom. It's kind of the same thing. That's why I can say that moms are like God on earth. Because moms love us like God loves us. Moms care for us like God cares for us. He's always there. She's always there. But too often, just like this little girl who meets this new preacher who's handing out peanuts just because he wants to, and her dad says, aren't you going to say anything? And the little girl goes, oh yeah, have you got any more? And that's how we do God. And that's how we do our moms sometimes. Instead of saying thank you, have you got any more? You did that for me. Can you do this now? That's not the way it's supposed to be. But moms are kind of funny in a way. This man wrote into Reader's Digest, he says, my mother has always treated me like her baby. Isn't that how moms are? You can be 60 years old and they remember you just like this. That's how they see you. His mom's always treated me like her baby, no matter what my age. He said, after turning 30, I purchased a computer and I learned how to use it. Thinking I would impress her with my skill and maturity, I sent her a well-written letter, complete with computer graphics, borders, and an elaborate typeface. He says, a couple of days later, I phoned her to ask her what she thought of the letter. She says, oh, it's lovely, dear. I have it hanging on my refrigerator to show the neighbors. Just like a little boy. They come home from school and you have to get that magnet out and stick it to the refrigerator so anybody that comes in the house can say, there's my little boy's artwork. He was 30 years old and she still thought of him that way. That's how mothers are. They love us that much. Arnold Prater, in his book, You Can Have Joy, tells about a man in an English village. This man was a worker in a textile factory, a clerk. He'd get up every morning, put on his tweed outfit, go into work, get off work that evening, come home, and he'd work in his rose garden. He grew some of the prettiest roses. Blue ribbon roses. They would have this little contest in this village every year, and he'd always win the blue ribbon. He'd done that for years and years. Everybody expected it. Well, this year he had some exceptionally beautiful roses. This one in particular that he was going to take to this contest. Well, he was eating breakfast one morning and tragedy struck. His little boy comes running in the back door and he has this rose in his hands. Half the petals are missing. But he doesn't get upset. He doesn't get mad at the little boy. The day of the contest, the people in the village are all shocked because in this pot with his name on it is a stick and a picture of the boy stuck to the stick. And they were all very impressed that he thought that much of his little boy, that it didn't matter what he did, he still loved him. He was still proud of him and wanted to show the village he was proud of him. So they gave him an honorary blue ribbon anyway, because they expected he was going to win. But that's how it is. That's how moms are. You can't do something so terrible that mom's not going to be there. She's always there. She will come find you. She will help you in any situation. Because moms love us. There's nothing better than a mother's love. So we celebrate moms this morning. We do it once a year. Maybe we should celebrate moms more than once a year, because moms are beautiful people, loving people. They are truly God on earth. They emulate God. God is a loving parent. He has this very personal love. Mom is a loving parent and has a very personal, intimate love for her children. And it's a love that never gives up, never quits. Amen.